Welcome to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm Lynn Louise, your business coach and Cosmic Valkyrie. In this podcast, you will receive the tips and tools you need to call in your soul clients with flow and ease. Leaving behind the hard work and hustle of the paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that comes along with employee mindset. I share significant ancient wisdom that I retrieve as a shapeshifter when traveling dimensions in non-linear time. Wisdom that I then merge with brain science and strategy to give you the CEO cosmic skill set you need to scale your business through gathering your unique community that you came to Earth to work with. You will learn how to reclaim and harness your personal power and manifest a better quality of life for you, your friends and family, and your clients. Thanks again for joining me and listening. Now on with the show. Before we get started, just let me state my standard disclaimer that all the answers on this podcast and in general are for informational and educational purposes only, and in no way a substitute for individual medical or mental health advice. Welcome back to the Cosmic Valkyrie Podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Louise, the Cosmic Valkyrie. Today, I want to talk about letting go of your attachment to an outcome to manifest that in which you want. I'm going to do this in a short story to give you more clarity on how we release outcome and allow ourselves to create anything that we want in life. Back in February 2020, my husband and I watched this amazing documentary about a specific scotch distillery in Scotland. Surprise, surprise. At that point, we really became intrigued about the scotches from this particular distillery. Now, my husband and I had been scotch drinkers for a decade. And after watching that, both of us were really intrigued by their single malt that was like their special one, like their ultra special one that's hard to get. And after that, I knew that I wanted to get that bottle for his birthday. And so I did a little research and I called the liquor store to see if they could get it. Now, the one thing is I wasn't attached to the outcome, right? Like, I'm just going to call and see if they can get it. They could not get that one, but that's when we started drinking the other bottles that were more readily available in the United States. So I bought him his first bottle from that distillery that year for his birthday. And she was like, I just can't find it anywhere. I don't even know how much it would cost. And I was like, that's okay. I'll take one of the other ones. I called with the intention to get Black Art. I did not have an attachment to the outcome. Where in your life are you telling yourself you want something or, air quote, need it, and then adding that desperation to it and then never seeing it? That is not going to work. So since that March 2020, on occasion, I would purchase these bottles for him. I say from time to time because they really are still top shelf scotches. They just weren't the elite scotch that I'd look for. But every year I would go back and I would ask like for his birthday, for Christmas, it might be 4th of July, whenever I'd go into the liquor store, I'm like, can we see if it's going to happen? I did the same last Christmas. And most of the time, it's always the same answer, y'all, always the same answer. Well, our distributor says that there are three bottles floating around in the United States, but he's having a hard time figuring out where they are and how he can get his hands on them. And I'm like, I get it. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. That is not attaching to the outcome. Yeah, sure. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. This is how we need to approach those sales calls. If it's meant to be, it's meant to be. If it's not in alignment, it's okay. It's cool. The week of February 20th, the same week that we watched the documentary 4 years ago, I get a text from the liquor store. You will not believe what we got in. And I was like, shut the front door. And I'm going to be honest with you. At first, I was like, we're doing the renovation on the kitchen. We have a retaining wall we're putting up. I have big plans for the backyard landscaping, the side yards. Like, oh my God, I have to go through a dental procedure that my insurance isn't going to cover everything of. That's what I was telling myself. And then I had a conversation with my husband. We were talking about bucket lists because we have the luxury to talk about bucket lists. I'm not going to go into that because it will make me cry, because not everyone has that luxury while there is genocide happening. When we were sitting there talking about our bucket list, and he's like, oh, I want to put solar panels on the roof, and we like to dream and get, you know, solidify that vision of our future, because our future is more off-grid, urban homesteading. So we're saying all this, and one of his bucket list items was Black Art, the scotch. It was a no-brainer at that point that I was going to go and buy it for him. So I show up to the liquor store and I'm like, I'm getting it, girl. Let's do this. Y'all, not only did it show up, but it was $600 less than it would have cost me last year. I didn't have an attachment to the outcome. I knew someday Black Art was going to be in our hands. And I said to myself, well, am I willing to wait another 4 years, another 8 years? Like, the universe is telling me, here's my opportunity. Are you going to be afraid and not do it? Or are you going to just jump in both feet and buy it? And I did it. And then the next day, I went to the dentist, and the $800 procedure that I was so worried about paying out of pocket for because insurance wasn't going to cover it all, turns out I didn't need it done. All he needed to do was replace a filling. He thought it was going to be a root canal. And all it was is he took out the filling, there was a gap in it, and he closed it up. Look at how the universe works when we don't attach to an outcome. Where in your life are you still thinking that you need something to survive? Where in your life can you switch that paradigm on an internal level to think it would be nice? That would be nice to have. I really want this. And then add that knowing energy to it, that frequency of knowing. Yeah, I'm going to get it. I'm going to have success in my business. It's inevitable. Now all I need to do is be consistent with my action and do what I need to do in order to get where I want to go. And boom, it's all going to come to me in divine time. Knowing energy. Knowing that it is not coming, right? Okay, this is knowing energy. Knowing that it is right there in a multiple dimension, that all you have to do is open that door and in time, boom, it will be there. You don't have to sit around waiting for it. It's already here. When I say it will come in time, what I mean is it takes consistent, frequent action in this three-dimensional reality that we perceive linear time in order to achieve something. But we can collapse that timeline when we work with somebody, aka the Cosmic Valkyrie, me. So if you're ready to take your business to the next level and create and design the dream life of your future in alignment to your higher purpose, then let's talk. I will teach you how to let go of your attachment to outcome and help you manifest that in what you want in your life. Not everything I manifest in my life takes 4 years to get. And I'll tell you why it took 4 years. After that, my husband got a new job, and I was driving him to work one day, and I was involved in a massive car wreck that left me in and out of consciousness for 6 months, unable to walk and unable to focus on anything other than staying alive. And it really took up until this past 12 months for me to be able to focus on things other than staying alive. That took a lot of energy and a lot of time, linear time in this three-dimensional reality. And then I could open up again. I could start thinking about things outside of my business and my physical reality. So sometimes stuff happens that puts our focus somewhere else on what we want to achieve. To me, it was more important for me to manifest learning how to walk again than it was a bottle of scotch. But I tell you, in December, when I went back in and asked for it, my intention started again. And at that point, at the beginning of December, it took me a couple months and it was in my hands. Manifesting requires nuances in your belief system and your ability to flow with the Aquarius energy. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go listen to the past two podcasts. Love y'all. Take care and have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to this entire podcast. If you love helping others, then please share this via your social media with friends and family. If you found value in it, they will too. Also, if you have questions, I'm here for you. You can email me questions to thecosmicvalkyrie@gmail.com. I might even use one of your questions on future podcast episodes. Also, I do have a personal request. I believe that we are all here to help each other heal, grow, and evolve. So let's help more people. If you would please, leave a nice review on iTunes. It will help the algorithms, and I would be forever grateful. And through your assistance, we could transform more lives.